And when I say we're going to delve into the wild world of sports, sports really has gotten wild. Not wide, wild. All right. Antonio Brown, we'll go to him. He says he can have another job in the NFL if he wants. This is what he says anyways. And there's a tweet that went out after he said that by if Antonio Brown wants a job on another team in the NFL, he can have one. That's not an opinion. That's what I know. That's Joshua Anderson on Twitter. Well, we'll see here about that. He's no longer with the Bucks, but oh well. More bad news out of the NFL. A Titans employee, Bud Dupree, cited for a misdemeanor assault against who? A Walgreens employee. He was concerned about one of his ankles and didn't want to play. anyways. We just got these bizarre stories out at the NFL. And it's too bad because we're coming into a very big weekend for the NFL. By the way, Washington will unveil a new team name in February, and they've ruled out the fan favorite. So we'll have to see what the new name is. We'll have to see. All right, let's take a look at the NFL schedule. And it's a wacky one for this weekend. On Saturday, there's two games. At 4:30 on ESPN, the Chiefs take on the Broncos. And then at 8:15 on ESPN, the Cowboys take on the Eagles. Then on Sunday, January 9th, a normal phalanx of games. The Packers take on the Lions, the Colts, and the Jaguars. Washington takes on the Giants. The Bears take on the Vikings. Titans against the Texans. Steelers against the Ravens. The Bengals against the Browns. The 49ers against the Rams. Panthers against the Buccaneers. The Seahawks against the Cardinals. The Patriots against the Dolphins. The Saints against the Falcons. The Jets against the Bills. And the Chargers against the Raiders. So that's what the weekend looks like right now at the NFL. All right. All right, let's take a look at any other sports news we might have. Of course, next week we have the college football playoff championship game, which should be good. A couple of really good teams playing. Might be a defensive struggle. The Mets' newest player, Max Scherzer, has been talking about MLB teams tanking. Quote, too many teams have gone into a season without any intent to win. That's right. They've gone into the season with intent to make money and not win. He's absolutely right. And that's sad. That's a shame. All right. Oh, what do we have here? Well, I guess we can go to hockey. Why not? Or the NBA. In the NBA last night, the Knicks over the Pacers, 104-94. Coming up today, we have the Nets against the Pacers, the Celtics against the Spurs, and tomorrow, the Knicks take on the Celtics. Should be a fun game to watch. Once again, taking a look at the standings in the NBA, the Knicks are one game out of the final playoff spot. The Celtics are right there with them. The Knicks are 18-20. The Celtics are 18-19. Let's go to the National Hockey League yesterday and see what teams played. Yesterday in the NFL, the Bruins beat the Devils 5-3. That's the only local team that played. Coming up tomorrow, there's no local teams that play today. Tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Wild. The Devils take on the Blue Jackets, and the Rangers take on the Kings. Now, interesting thing to talk about. Who's got the best record in the National Hockey League? Would you believe it's the Rangers? 48 points, they're tied with the Capitals atop the Metropolitan Division. 22 wins, 8 losses, and 4 overtime. 48 points. You could have bet $1 million on that before the season started, and you would still be surprised. That is our check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.